像主，
这仍是我的心意。
Lord, we want to be more like you, and that is our will.
我要更像主，这仍是我们的追求。
I want to be more like the Lord, and that shall be the mission of my life.
我们感谢主，主在这些日子吸引我们，愿意一同成为在这条路上一同追求、一同操练的同伴。
So thanks to the Lord that we can have companions to walk this path.
我们早间在这里和弟兄姊妹一起交通一个题目，叫做“这话是可信的”。
So this morning our topic is going to be "This is a trustworthy statement."
我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let's start with a couple Bible verses.
请我们一起读提摩太前书第一章第十五节。
First Timothy chapter 1:15.
耶基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。讲到基督耶稣降世。
In this verse, it's talking about how Christ Jesus came into the world.
我们在后面会读到耶稣基督，好，在圣经里面有弟兄们读出来，其实有些讲究哈。这边讲到主的降世，他是一位真神，他为我们来到地上，他成为一位人。
Later on, we're going to talk about more about Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus. And then here, it talked about how Christ Jesus came into the world.
保罗他说这话是可信的，说到什么呢？主来了，他为了拯救罪人。
And then here Paul started his words by "It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners."
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance.
我们读一下提摩太前书第四章第七节到第九节。
4:7-9.
我们一起来读，只是要弃绝那虚伪的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体意志还小，唯独敬虔，凡事都有好处，亦有益生的意义。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。保罗在这边又用到这句话说，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
So here Paul said the same thing again. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance.
这一段我们上次跟弟兄姊妹也有分享到，就是操练敬虔。
And these couple verses we talked about it last time, talked about how we have to discipline ourselves for godliness.
操练身体益处还少。
So for bodily discipline, it's only of little profit.
是唯独敬虔。
But godliness
凡事都有益处
is profitable for all things.
我们再来读提摩太后书第二章第十一节到第十三节。
Second Timothy chapter 2:11-13.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然不信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能说服自己。这讲到我们的神是信实的。
Here it says that our God is faithful.
他的话是安定在天。
That his words are root in heaven.
他有赏赐。
And he will reward.
他也有惩罚。
And he will also punish.
他这边一开始就说有可信的话说。
And here Paul started again saying it is a trustworthy statement.
我们要注意这段话，这话是可信的。
We have to pay attention to the verses because it is trustworthy.
我们最后读提多书第三章第六节到第八节。
Lastly, the book of Titus chapter 3:6-8.
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督，我们就后顾身上的，好叫我们听他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。这话是可信的。他最后再加上这话是可信的。
Again, Paul ended these words with "This is a trustworthy statement."
我们的信得蒙救赎。
That through faith we are now justified.
我们被神称为义。
And now we've been justified by His grace.
我们有永生的盼望。
And now we have the hope of eternal life.
我们成为后嗣。
That we are now made heirs.
后嗣，它的重点讲到我们承受产业。
To be heirs means that we will have inheritance.
神要把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们，成为最宝贵的产业。
God gave us His Son to be our inheritance.
我想我们读过这几处的圣经，大家都注意到，他都有一句话 叫做这话是可信的。
So after a couple verses, a similarity between them is that it is a trustworthy statement.
保罗在提前他讲到说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的。
In 1 Timothy, Paul said it is a trustworthy statement that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
基督是讲到他就是这位弥赛亚，他就是这位永远的神。
Christ is the Messiah who is the eternal God.
好，为我们成为人。
And now he came to this world to become man.
他的名字叫做耶稣。
And his name was Jesus.
讲到主降生来到地上，他的目的要将人从罪恶里面拯救出来。
It demonstrates to us that God came to the world to save sinners.
保罗在这里宣告这是一件事实。
So Paul proclaimed to us that this is a fact.
他也做见证。
That he is now giving us his testimony.
他在这里告诉我们说，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
And here he says, among the sinners, I am the foremost of all.
他蒙着了一个极大的恩典。
That now he has received this grace.
从前是杀害信奉这道的人。
Before he was a man who persecuted Christians.
是辱骂神的。
One who despised God.
但是今天他说他是蒙了一个极大的怜悯。
But today he has received this grace.
在罪人中他是一个罪魁。
That among the sinners he is the foremost of all.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
Yet he was saved by grace.
然后在那里自己做这样的一个见证。
And here Paul gave us his own testimony.
神的儿子已经为我们降生来到地上。
That the Son of God has now came to this world.
他来的目的是要拯救罪人。
And he came to this world to save sinners.
因为我们无论到何处，我们要传扬这个福音。
So that's why it doesn't matter where we go. This is the gospel we preach.
神的儿子已经来了。
That the Son of God has come.
他已经为我们付了极大的代价。
And he has paid a hefty price for us.
因他受的刑罚，我们得着了平安。
Because of the punishment he has taken on, we have now received peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
And because of the scourge, now we are now healed.
不但福音朋友需要这样的恩典。
Not only our gospel friends need this message.
多少时候我们在地上没有指望，没有神，我们里面充满了不安。
But as often as Christians, a lot of times when we go through difficulties, we lose our peace.
因为我们不知道从哪里来，要往哪里去。
Because we forgot where we came from and where we are to go.
每一位在地上，我们都需要这样的一个恩典。
So I say that everyone in this world needs this grace.
得着了这奇妙的救恩。
To receive this amazing grace.
我们得着一个永远的盼望。
To receive this eternal hope.
我们里面有永远的生命。
That in us now there is an eternal life.
我们有一个何等奇妙的大改变。
And in us now there is this amazing change.
以保罗他见证他改变了。
That Paul now gives us his testimony that he is now changed.
他今天能够成为一个何等样的人。
And today what a man he has become.
不是因着他的努力。
Not by his own labor.
认识到都是神给他的恩典。
But only through the grace that the Lord has given him.
保罗在这里说这话是可信的。
So Paul started by saying it is a trustworthy statement.
十分可佩服的。
Deserving full acceptance.
下面我们读到在提前第四章。
And then we go on to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
哦，他讲到说弃绝那世俗的言语。
He says, have nothing to do with worldly fables.
老妇荒谬的话。
Fit only for old women.
上次我们在读经的时候，有人问说，到底什么是老妇荒谬的话？
So last time someone asked me, what are the old fables that fit only for old women?
我们也不晓得怎么解释。
I don't really know how to explain it.
有人说就是那有的没的。
Someone described that those are all the little things you hear about.
他讲到说，在敬虔上操练自己。
Then he says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
操练身体益处还少。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit.
这边他不是讲到说操练身体跟操练敬虔，好像你多操练了身体，你就少操练敬虔；你多操练敬虔，你就少一点操练身体。他是做一个比较式的。
Here he is not saying that the bodily disciplines and the godliness disciplines are mutually exclusive. Doesn't mean that if you have one more than the other, then you will lose the other.
讲到说操练身体，今天。无论你注重不注重，其实我们都应该要操练身体。
But simply, he is explaining to us that doesn't matter who you are, you still need to exercise your body a little bit.
但是比较起来呢，操练敬虔那个益处是更大的。
But then in comparison, to exercise your godliness is far more important.
他讲到说，今生 和来生的应许。
Because he now talked about the prophets of this lifetime and the prophets of the life to come.
这个操练，它在原来的意思好像是那个 gymnastics 哈，做健。做那个什么体操那种操练的意思。
And here, when you talk about the disciplines, it's like going to a gymnastic when you have to practice and when you have to exercise.
今天我们都多了一个属灵的生命。
Today we have now received a spiritual life.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面还有一个天然或者老旧的生命。
But brothers and sisters, inside of us, there's still the natural life.
很多的征战。都在我们的里面。
And a lot of battles happens between these two different lives.
从很年轻，可能我们就唱说，我愿意更像主。
When we were young, I remember they would sing songs to be more like our master.
信主了十年、二十年，可能三十年、四十年，我们还在唱，我愿意更像主。
And then after 10 years, 20 years, many decades, we're still singing the same song. We want to be more like him.
这是好的。
And I think that's a good thing.
里面来讲，我们永远。达不到主他那样的完全。
But then, in fact, we will never reach to be exactly like him.
但是弟兄姊妹，另一方面，我们要提醒到，到底我们生命有多少真实的改变。
But brothers and sisters, on the other hand, we have to be reminded how much our life is actually changing.
操练要让我们习练，或者是说，叫我们让主的生命能够那么自然的能够活出来。
To practice so that you could become our second nature in many, many things that Christ's life could reveal through us naturally.
最近有一些小孩子到我们家来，弟兄姊妹的孩子来游泳。
Now recently, some of the children of the brothers and sisters came to my house to swim.
有一些呢，我就教教他们。
So I was giving them some lessons.
但是很多他的动作原本不对，你跟他怎么讲，然后教他，结果他呢可能蛮不错的。
So a lot of them,
有一个正确的姿势。
A lot of them, they started off with really bad postures, but then later on, after a couple of lessons, the posture of swimming now becomes better.
但是常常过了一下子呢，他就回到他原来的那个动作。
But it looks like that after some times, after the lessons, they would now slowly go back to the bad posture.
我跟这些父母讲，我说没有别的，他就是要练习，练习，练习。
So I told the parents that the only things that they need to do is practice the good posture.
他需要在同一个动作里面反复的练习，反复的练习。
They have to keep repeating the same good posture again and again and again.
所以我们讲说这个 muscle memory 哈，整个你的肌肉都记忆起来了。
So that it now becomes a muscle memory, become a second nature.
对他来讲，这就是一个很自然的事情。
So now for them, it is naturally how they do things from then on.
今天常常我们对于属灵生命、主生命的彰显。对我们来讲是很不自然的。
So a lot of times for us, it is hard for us to be viewed. It is just unnatural.
他一个动作，他如果还要想说他要怎么做，这个很困难做到。
If it takes thought just to do an action, then it is very hard to accomplish.
很多时候一句话临到我们。
A lot of times when someone says something,
可能是一个责备的话。
Maybe someone is criticizing.
可能这句话是。带着误会的意思。
Maybe you are misunderstanding what the other person is
saying. 如果我们还要想说主啊，我要更像你。
If you have to think about it and say, Oh Lord, I want to be like you.
主啊，我需要这个十字架的道路，怎么样怎么样
？If you have to think about how you want to walk the path of the cross.
等你把这些真理都想完了。
And after you make all those many thoughts.
我们天然生命早已经在那里爆发了。
I tell you that your natural life has already taken over.
来不及了。
It is too late.
就讲到说，今天我们是不是熟练，或者说。经过这个操练敬虔
So today ask yourself if you are fully practiced, if is your second nature.
那敬虔不是一个外表的表现而一个外貌
Because godliness is not just an external thing.
敬虔是一个向神的生命的彰显
Godliness is the revelation of your life, how much you are like your master.
有人讲说我们不能只有外貌而没有里面的实意就没有那里面的真实。
The people say that it is not just the external that counts, but what is inside of you.
那是对的。
And I think that's true.
神不是叫我们只是在外表表现出一些谦卑，表现一些像主的模样而已。
Our Lord is asking us far more than just showing the image of being like Him.
他讲到要有敬虔的实意。
But He wants us to have the reality of godliness.
但是弟兄姊妹，另外一面来讲，当你生命真正改变的时候，我们的说话，我们的行事为人，一定会让人看见的。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, if you're truly transformed, then what you do, you will reveal Christ naturally through what you do.
一定会有一个见证能够显出来的。
You will become a testimony that will reveal itself.
所以在提前三章十六节讲到大灾近前的奥秘。
So that's why in 1 Timothy 3:16 it says, the great mystery of godliness.
他讲到说就是神在肉身显现。
It is he who revealed the Lord in the flesh.
今天近前不是一个只是外面的表现。
Today, godliness is not only shown externally.
但是近前是从里面他说神在肉身显现出来。
But the godliness is when you revealed your internal to the external.
这讲到一个向神的生命的表现。
It's like you revealing the life of Christ.
从我们的天然生命永远是不像神的。
That our natural life will never be like the Lord.
很多时候跟神的生命其实是非常相反的。
And in fact, it's the completely opposite of what Christ is. 会怎么
样让里面的生命能够彰显出来。
So how do we reveal our internal life?
他说需要操练。
And he says we need to practice.
操练敬虔。
To discipline yourself and practice.
直到我们习惯了，我的新生命在我的里面是那么的自然，它能够活出来。
Until it becomes your second nature that you can reveal the internal life naturally.
我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹分享到这个操练的路到底是怎么样。
So we talked about how we actually practice before.
当然第一个我们需要知道，如果是我们靠着自己想要来操练，靠着自己你永远是做不到的。
So first thing you have to understand that it is not by your own strength and by your own might, because by your own strength you never accomplish it.
第三，有多少人他们要靠着自己想要操练达到一个所谓的进前更好的行为。
And how many people in this world they think that they could all use their own strength to achieve godliness.
但是我们都知道立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
But then one thing we know that it is when you set your mind to do good things, you can't.
主为我们他做成一个极大的恩典的工作。
It is the Lord who has already accomplished the work for us.
他能够让我们说，现在活着的不是我来活，他说我基督在我里面，他来活。
What we need to learn is that it is no longer I who is living, but Christ.
主已经做成了这个工作。
That our Lord has accomplished this work.
他死的时候，我们在他里面和他一同死了。
When he died for us, we were a part of him.
我们可以站在这样一个恩典的地位。
That now we have this position of grace.
不是我在那里挣扎去改变我的老旧的自己。
It is no longer I that is struggling and trying to change myself.
主赐我们一个新的生命。
But it is Christ who gave us a new life.
我们可以宣告我已经死了，那个老旧的已经死了。
That we can now proclaim that our old life, the I, is dead.
但是现在新的生命从里面，它可以活出来，彰显出来。
And now I have this new life that I can reveal through my flesh.
上次我们交通之后，有一位年长的姊妹，她跟我讲一件事情。
And last time after a message, an older sister came to me.
他说这个操练需要我们非常实在的，就在生活中大事小事上，弟兄姊妹，我们一同来操练。
And she said to discipline yourself in godliness takes a lot of practice through big things and small things in our daily life.
过去我们在学习祷告的时候，我不晓得大家有没有这个所谓的祷告簿哈。
Before when we learn to pray, I don't know if you guys have a book of prayers.
很多时候教会也有祷告簿。
A lot of times, the church has a book of prayer.
我们个人的祷告簿，我们常常写上我为什么祷告。
So in the book of prayer, you would mark down why you are praying.
主怎么样答应这个祷告？
And how the Lord has answered my prayers.
有的时候你祷告祷告好像没有都说神的答应。
And there are many times when you think that the Lord is not answering your prayer.
那我们寻求到底是什么原因？
And then now you're trying to find out why.
那今天讲到操练，可能也鼓励弟兄姊妹，你若可以的话，你也做一个记录。
And then today when we talk about practicing godliness in our life, I encourage you to keep a book of prayers.
今天在什么的机会我愿意放下自己。
Today in whatever situation, I deny myself.
当这句话临到我的时候，我原本天然生命应该是很生气的。
When I think about these things, I was supposed to be angry, but I wasn't.
但是很奇妙，好像这句话没有说在我的身上。
But amazingly, I can deny myself.
因为我愿意放下自己。
Because I'm willing to deny myself.
所以有的时候你就真实的经历到 保罗所说的死在我们身上发动，生在别人身上发动。
So when we actually exercise how when I go through death, then life comes out.
我们当中有一位姊妹，她前两天做见证。
There was a sister among us. She gave a testimony 2 days ago.
她的弟兄呢，通常在国外，那个一年可能来个几次。
And her husband, she lives in the mainland, and he would visit about a couple times a year.
她有很好的心哈，她盼望她的弟兄啊，能够跟她好好的追求，好好的操练。
And then a sister, she has the right heart. She wanted her husband to pursue the Lord with her.
她说你现在也挺闲的。
And then she said, well, looks like now you're on a down season.
我们一起来好好的读圣经，好好的操练。
So when we have time now, how about we pursue the Lord and read his words?
她没想到啊，就这么简单一句话，就惹火了她的先生。
And then she didn't realize that such a simple thing she said, she made her husband angry.
她先生就上了电脑，她说我现在要定位子，我要回去了。
And then her husband went on to the computer and said, I'm booking a ticket now, I'm flying back.
姊妹说，过去来讲，我讲的话没，也没有什么坏的意思，而且呢，能够一同追求，这不是太好的事。
And then the sister said, there's no way what I said could have offended him. I just want us to pursue the Lord.
他也可以发一顿脾气。
And I don't know why, but he threw a temper.
但是就在那个当口,
but it is at that moment.
他愿意放下自己。
A sister was willing to deny herself.
他说今天问的目的是什么?要能够好好大家一起来追求。
And then she said, what was the purpose of my saying? I wanted us to together pursue the Lord.
他说我不愿意接受这样的一个结果。
And then the sisters was willing to accept what's coming.
为了要追求，好像两个人这个吵翻了。
Because they wanted to pursue together, they actually went separate ways.
她愿意放下自己。
So at that moment, she denied herself.
她跟她弟兄道歉。
And then she apologized to her husband.
弟兄姊妹，姊妹讲说，当她愿意放下自己的时候
，And brothers and sisters, the sister said the moment she was willing to deny herself,
这样子跟她弟兄来讲
，When she apologized to her husband,
她说她弟兄也非常的压抑
，And then the husband was surprised.
他还没想到过，她姊妹还会这样子来跟她道歉。
He never thought that his wife would actually apologize to him.
然后他有一个非常。大的转变。
And at that moment, he changed.
死在我们身上发动，生能够在别人身上发动。
Is that when we deny ourselves and claim death to ourselves, then life comes out.
其实在我们生活中，主给我们很多很多的机会。
And in fact, a lot of opportunities are around us.
叫我们来操练。
So that we can practice.
让我们所认识的真理。
So that we can practice what we know.
把主为我们所已经完成的工作。
The truth and the work that our Lord has already accomplished.
我们很实在的我们来得着。
And today we could practice it in every day.
这个不是主说要求你要做这个做那个。
It is not things that the Lord asks us to do one by one.
其实是主给我们很大的祝福。
But in fact, it is a blessing.
你要在家庭中，你要在你的工作岗位，你要在教会的服事，在很多的地方，我们享受主他是我们的丰富。
That it is in your family, it is at your workplace, it is among the church, among everyone around you, that it is a chance for you to reveal Christ.
我们家的老三，他是其实他的自尊心是比较强的。
That my third daughter, in fact, she is very self-confident.
平常她都是非常非常 nice 的哈。
And usually she is very very nice.
我就发现说，好多次我带她去打网球。
But there are times when I take her to play tennis.
有的时候呢，她没打好。
Sometimes she would not do so well.
或者有的时候呢，被我说了几句。
And sometimes I would give her some advice.
然后我的目的呢，是为了让她改正她如果有什么地方我觉得我可以改正的。
And my goal is to correct her so that she can improve.
但是好几次，等到我们结束了哈。
But there's a couple times after a match is over.
我们老三他。到我这里跟我讲，他说：“爸爸，对不起。”
Then my daughter would come to me and say, "Father, I'm sorry."
因为我刚刚生气了。
Because I was mad at you.
我说你离我挺远的哈，我也看不到你怎么生气。
Then I said, "You were so far away from me, I couldn't tell you were angry."
但是我可以知道说，他其实他的自尊心是很强的一个。
But I know one thing is that she is super competitive.
可是他愿意放下他的自己。
But yet she is willing to deny herself.
所以我从他身上，我也可以看见。其实我也很知道 过去我的自尊心也是非常强的。
So that through her, I could see that my past, I was a very competitive person before as well.
这可能这是我们大家一个共同的问题。
Maybe that's one thing that we share.
自尊心强，所以很容易受伤。
When we are super competitive, so we are super vulnerable.
那在这些情况的底下呢，弟兄姊妹，很多的时候就产生人与人中间的压力、紧张、矛盾，很多的问题。
And it is often that, that among us, there is pressure. It's hard for us to know how to react among each other.
我知道我的自尊心过去是很强的。
I know that I have a very strong pride.
所以当最近我跟我姊妹在那里结婚超过30年后，我们有一些的感谢。
So that there has been 30 years since my marriage, so that we have a little gathering, an anniversary.
我姊妹跟大家讲说，我们30年都没吵过架。
And then my sister told everyone that we never got into a fight.
我从来没有吵过。
We never got into an argument.
我妈妈问我说，有没有什么怄气啊，这个冷战啊？感谢主也没有。
And then my mom would ask me, is there any quiet argument? Is there any cold war between you guys? And I said no.
但是弟兄姊妹，这只是一个好像是一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, it may just sounds like anything.
当我在从里面在想的时候，
But then when I give it some more thoughts,
我想说感谢主，这个30年超过了哈，好像没有一次所谓的自尊心受伤啊，或者是怎么样怎么样的。
Indeed, in these 30 years, there is not even one time that my pride was hurt.
哎，不是我们30年整天都是甜言蜜语哈，也不是这样。
Not saying that it's been 30 years, day and night of sweetness, not that.
我们个性很不一样的。
But I tell you that in fact our personality are very different.
我姊妹是比较快的。
That my sister, she is fast on everything.
那我是比较慢慢的。
She is quick, but I am slow.
但是呢，我姊妹她是比较小心的。
And then my sister is always care about the detail.
我也常常就是比较大胆一点。
And then me not so much.
那我们有很多想法，或者说我们的天然个性其实很不一样的。
And a lot of our thoughts and characters are very different.
那很多的时候，我在一些做她所要求做的事情，我也是没做好，也会挨骂的。
And sometimes when she asks me to do something, when I don't do it so well, she would yell at me.
你说有没有受冤枉的时候？我相信也有。
Do you think that I feel bad? I think so.
但是弟兄姊妹，没有自尊心的受伤，对我们来讲是一个很大的恩典。
But then, brothers and sisters, when your pride is not hurt, that is a blessing.
因为我们已经死了。
Because now you realize that you are already dead.
现在是基督在我们里面活。
And it is Christ who lives through you.
耶稣基督在十字架上受罪人的顶撞。
Now that when Jesus on the cross, when people despised him,
人家耻笑他，辱骂他，
when people was laughing at him, criticizing him,
这么大的伤害临到他的身上，
when all these came to him,
主只能够说父啊，赦免他们。
Lord said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they did not know what they're doing.
主里面有没有受伤？
Now, do you think that his pride was hurt?
他的身体为我们受了极大的痛苦。
That his body took on this torture for us.
他要为我们受极大的审判。
And then he took on this great punishment for us.
但是主里面他没有受伤。
But yet in him he was not hurt.
这是耶稣基督的生命。
Because that's the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命今天在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, now you have this life.
这个生命要从我们的身上活出来。
And this life wants to be revealed through you.
其实你要真正，你要享受家庭的生活，婚姻的生活。
And one thing, if you truly want to enjoy your family life,
你必须要来支取这么大的主给我们的祝福。
Then you have to be supplied by this blessing.
这个祝福，弟兄姊妹，主把他的自己赐给我们。
The blessing is that now he gave us himself.
今天需要我们来操练，让主活出来。
So today, let us practice to reveal him in our flesh.
在一些小事情上，不是一个道理，你需要实实在在的去操练。
In little things, it's no longer just knowledge. It is now something you can do.
我们里面知道了，我们看见了。
That we know in our heart and we can see.
但是主说要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
And the Lord says that we have to bear our own cross to follow him.
要跟从他就要舍己。
And to follow him, we first need to deny ourselves.
这是你，这是我，在这个当头，在这些事情上，我们需要做一个决定。
And it is at every moment that you have to make that choice.
那个挑战就是你愿不愿意放下自己。
And the challenge is that are you willing to deny yourself?
你的骄傲，你的自尊，你的荣耀，到底你看得多重要，还是我们看重主你是我的一切？
To deny your pride, is it more important than accepting Christ?
弟兄姊妹，为什么要操练？
So brothers and sisters, why do we need to practice?
你每一个运动常常基本动作，你就需要去操练它，熟悉它，知道你不用想，你都可以做出这个动作来。
And in every sport you play, the most important thing is you have to learn first the fundamentals.
然后你才能够真正的来进入哈，或者说来享受那一个运动。
And it is after you have mastered the fundamental, then you can start enjoying playing that sport.
今天很多神的儿女，他觉得圣经里面好多的要求。
And then a lot of brothers and sisters will say that there is too many requests in the Bible.
好多事我是做不到。
And a lot of things I can never accomplish.
因为主从来没有叫我们天然的人来做到这些。
Because the Lord has never asked your natural self to do any of these things.
他把一个美好的生命赐给我们。
But He gave us this wonderful new life.
今天是要让主的生命来活出。
So today what we need to do is to review His life.
需要操练
It takes practice.
弟兄姊妹，我们彼此勉励。
So brothers and sisters, encourage each other.
这是有福的道路。
This is a blessed path.
这是十字架的道路。
This is the path of the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，你讲到十字架的道路，你不要就想到好像是要受苦啊，要怎么样。
But brothers and sisters, when you think about the path of the cross, don't think about it is a path of suffering.
舍己到底是受苦吗？
Now denying yourself, is that suffering?
其实很多的受苦在人的里面，那个受伤，那个很多的感觉，让人非常的痛苦，对不对？
But in fact, when you suffer, it is your internal natural life. When your pride, when your emotion is shaken.
如果有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
If someone wants to follow me, then deny himself.
愿意放下自己。
When you're willing to deny and let go.
其实我们得过一个很大的释放。
Then it is the time you will be released.
让主活出来
to reveal Christ,
你满了喜乐，满了平安
and then you will be filled with peace and joy.
死在我们身上发动，生能够在别人身上发动
that when we reveal death through us, then life will be revealed around us.
是需要我们来操练哈
It takes practice.
操练身体益处还少
Discipline yourself. A bodily discipline is only of little profit.
但是操练敬虔
but godliness.
凡事都有益处。
Is profitable for all things.
保罗在提摩太前书、提摩太后书二章，他说有可信的话说。
And then in 2 Timothy, he started with, "It is a trustworthy statement."
啊，这些可信的话对他来讲是那么的实在。
And this trustworthy statement to him is so real.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
That if we die with him, we will also live with him.
我们有没有死了呢？
Now, have you died?
我们与他一同在受浸时，我们表明的就是说，我们与他一同死了。
And when we were baptized, one thing that we're showing to the world is that we died with him.
我们与他一同埋葬。
We were buried with him.
从水里起来的时候，我们做的见证是什么？我们与他一同复活。
And when we raised from the water, one thing we're giving a testimony is that we are now resurrected with him.
弟兄姊妹，这都是已经做成的事实。
Brothers and sisters, these are the things that are already done.
在我们的感觉，很多时候说我死了，但是没有死透。
That in our emotionally, we may think that we die, but not completely.
但是已死的人才能埋葬。
But I tell you that only the one who has died completely can be buried.
我们与他同死，就必与他一同复活。
And when we die with him, we will also live with him.
我们与他一同忍耐，就必和他一同作王。
And if we endure, we will also reign with him.
相同的，我们讲到说，与他一同受苦，就必与他一同得荣耀。
And then, in fact, if we suffer with him, then we will go into glory with him.
但是这边讲说，我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
Then he says, if we deny him, then he also will deny us.
这些话都是可信的。
And these are all the truth.A trustworthy statement.
神的话语是永远不改变。
Is that His word, God's word is never changing.
所以当保罗告诉我们这些可信的话
，So when Paul tells us that this is a trustworthy statement,
在我们也有一个把握。
So that now we have the assurance.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
That even if we are faithless, He remains faithful.
因为他不能背负自己。
For He cannot deny Himself.
今天只有我们会违背跟神的约。
And today, only we are capable to be faithless.
只有我们会失信。
Only we will lose faith.
但我们知道神他永远是可信的。
But we know that God remains faithful.
提多书三章这边告诉我们
Titus 3 says,
他讲到说圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
就我们一开始讲到圣经中也许有一些的讲究哈，讲到基督耶稣，特别讲到他道成肉身为我们来到地上。
So in the Bible, there is actually a difference between Christ Jesus and Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners.
基督讲到他就是这位神，他就是弥赛亚。
Is to talk about how he is the Messiah. He is God.
他为我们成为人。
And he came to this world to be man.
耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ,
他特别讲到说，他站在一个人的地位，他把这位荣耀的神彰显了。
And Jesus Christ took on the form of man to take on sins.
他完成神所托付他的旨意。
To complete the will of God.
然后呢，他从死里面复活。
And then he was resurrected from death.
他升天，他得着荣耀。
And he was exalted and received his glory.
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督，我们救主。
And the Spirit is the one that came to us through Jesus Christ our Savior.
圣灵就是这位得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
And the Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
这位圣灵，我们在圣经里面看见他怎么样厚厚浇灌在我们身上。
And here in the Bible it says that the Spirit is poured out upon us richly.
我们因他的恩得称为义。
That we are now being justified by His grace.
主的复活是我们得着称义的一个把握。
And the resurrection of Christ is for us to be redeemed.
我们不是相信主耶稣他的死，我们被称为义。
Not that we believe in His death, that now we are justified.
我们是相信他从死里面复活了，我们被称为义。
We believe in His resurrection. It is through that that we are now being justified.
因为主的复活是好像主所完成工作，神给我们一个把握，一个收据一样。
Because the resurrection of our Lord is like an assurance that God has now given man.
啊，我们一直相信他从死里面复活了。
That through faith we are now saved.
他这边看见几个恩典，我们得称为义啊。
Here it talks about some of the blessings that we are now being justified.
当保罗他讲到说，罪人中我是一个罪魁。
When Paul described himself as the foremost sinners of all.
可是他另外一面，他又讲到恩典，讲到真理，那么的有把握。
But then on the other hand, he also showed us his assurance on the truth and his grace.
神称我们为义。
That we are now being justified.
这个义。不是我们的行为被神称为义。
And this justified is not by our labor.
保罗说我是一个罪人中的罪魁。
And Paul described himself as the foremost sinners of all.
那是我们蒙了怜悯。
But yet we are now given mercy.
是神的儿子，他为我们付了最重的代价。
It is the Son of God who has paid the price for us.
他是那位完全的、圣洁的、公义的。
He is the one who was completed, perfect, righteous.
但他为我们挂在木头上，他成为那个咒诅。
Yet he died for us on the cross for our curse.
审判原本是我们该受的，但是都临到耶稣基督的身上。
The punishment was meant to be for us, but Christ took on it for us.
神没有叫他的圣者见朽坏。
God didn't perish the holy.
他从死里面复活了。
Because now he is now resurrected.
哦，弟兄姊妹，让我们认识到说，所有神公义的要求，如今已经满足了。
So brothers and sisters, understand that all of the requirements are now accomplished.
我们相信主复活了。
And all we need to do is believe in His resurrection.
我们也见证耶稣基督复活了。
So we can be a witness of His resurrection.
我们因他的恩，我们得称为义。
And we can now be justified by His grace.
我们得着永生的盼望。
And now we have the hope of eternal life.
今天我们得着永远的生命。
Today we have received this eternal life.
但是什么叫做永生的盼望呢？
But what is the hope of eternal life?
今天你已经得着了，你还需要盼望吗？
Today, if something you already received, why do you still need to hope for it?
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们都得着了永远的生命。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that today you have received eternal life.
但是我们好像是预尝天恩的滋味。
But it's like we're taking a sample taste of what's to come.
诗歌讲到说，我们今天是潜藏于地啊。
In the psalm, it says that we are having a little taste of what is to come.
到那一天，我们还要怎么样？要畅饮于天啊。
And then what is to come is when we have the full taste of heaven.
今天所有我们所经历、所能够尝着的，不过是一个预尝天恩的滋味。
Today, what we're tasting is just a little bit of a sample of what is heaven to come.
我们还要来 有一个永生的盼望。
And today we have this hope of eternal life.
讲到我们在来世得永生。
To talk about this eternal life to come.
在国度的时代，你完全享受那个永远的生命。
And in the age of the kingdom, when we can enjoy the fullness of this eternal life.
但是今天对我们来讲是何等的重要。
So today is crucial.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is our chance.
多少时候在今天我们得着了。可是我们却不知道来享受它。
And how often now we have received, but we don't know how to enjoy it.
所以整个来讲，保罗他说到，这话是可信的，这话是可信的。
So all in all, Paul reminds us that this is a trustworthy statement.
叫我们得着主要给我们那个丰富。
So that we can receive the fullness of what Christ gave us.
他到最后认识到说，我们成为一个后嗣，要来承受产业的。
And then at the end, he described us as heirs, the ones who will receive the inheritance.
那是属灵的事情，保罗一再的让我们认识到说，你不是说只是等到那一天的时候，忽然之间我们所有的都改变了。
Concerning the spiritual thing, Paul reminds us that it is not something in the future that we will receive all of a sudden.
是从今天开始，神在经营，在建造。
And, but in fact, it starts today. How you are being made, how you are being molded.
这个产业是从今天开始，神要让我们来得着。
And today we start taking on this inheritance to receive it part by part.
所以感谢主，我们不是蒙恩得救了，主就你就可以到天上去了。
So thanks to the Lord, it is not the moment that you are saved, you are now sent to heaven.
主要我们在地上。
Our Lord wants us to be in this world.
叫我们过生活。
So that we can live a life.
其实你真的看，主把好多的机会留给我们。
And seriously, if you look around, there's a lot of opportunities around you.
以色列百姓，神怎么样用大能大力带他们出埃及进迦南？
And how our Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan.
叫在神来讲，要把所有的仇敌赶出去，其实是太容易了。
It is easy, in fact, for God to just cast out all the enemies.
但是神还留下一些的仇敌。
But yet God purposely left some behind.
叫他们学习征战的事情。
So that His people can learn about battles.
因为我们的主已经胜过了仇敌一切的权势。
So today our Lord has overcome all of our enemies.
但是我们还经历到好多的征战。
But yet today we still go through battles.
最大的战场。
And the biggest battlefield.
而不是在伊拉克哈。
Is not in Iraq.
不是在世界任何一个地方。
Is not in any part of the world.
最大的战场就在我们的里面。
The biggest battlefield is in you.
我们需要认识到今天在末后的时代。
That we have to realize that this is the end of times.
征战是越来越猛烈。
And the battle is now more fierce.
今天神要让我们看见保罗所讲的，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Today God reminds us from Paul that this is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance.
我们需要站在救恩的根基上。
That we have to take roots on grace.
我们要听见他的呼召。
And we have to hear His calling.
要我们在十字架的路上一同来走路。
So that we can walk on this path of the cross.
我们盼望这些日子大家彼此勉励。
And I hope that in the days we will encourage each other.
因为有什么实在的经历，我们可以做见证来荣耀主。
If you have any experience, you can give a testimony.
让我们一起来认识，这不是一些道理。
So together we can learn that this is more than just knowledge.
这不是一些要求。
This is more than just a request.
这是我们可以来经历的。
But it is something that we can experience.
这是可信的。
This is a trustworthy statement.
这话是可信的。
This is a trustworthy statement.
但是需要我们自己愿意，我要来操练。
But it first takes you to accept and practice.
主，他为我们舍了他的自己。
That our Lord gave Himself for us.
他不能替你，叫你说你来舍你的自己。
But He cannot make you deny yourself.
我们需要自己来做这个决定。
We have to be willingly do it.
放下我们自己
to deny ourselves,
承认我已经失了
and to proclaim that it is no longer I.
对自己够不够狠，其实是你蒙福一个很关键的事情。
Now, are you willing to deny yourself completely? That's the crucial point.
我们认识到这是一个蒙福的路。
So recognize that this is a path of blessing.
弟兄姊妹，抓住每一个机会。
So brothers and sisters,grab a hold of this opportunity.
每一次你经历到，你的生命就长大一点。
And every time you make the right choice, then you are mature a little bit.
这是很实在的事情。
And that is very practical.
这是操练。
It takes practice.
等到你真的是很熟悉了以后
，when it now becomes your second nature,
可能被人家骂了一句话。
Maybe someone yelled at you.
误会了一句话。
Maybe someone misunderstand you.
你不需要再从圣经去找出我应该怎么样来反应。
That you don't know, you no longer need to flip the Bible and find out how you should react.
因为主的生命那么的实在。
Because the Lord's life is now so real in you.
常常我们说要效法耶稣基督的脚中行。
When we say that we have to follow Christ and walk His path,
你需要操练了以后，你熟悉了以后，主的生命他到底会怎么反应？
When you practice, when it becomes a second nature, then the Lord will reveal how He wants to do things.
这是讲到操练哈。
And it takes practice.
我们都需要操练。
We all need practice.
我们盼望这些日子，我们的生命借着操练，在这条路上。大家能够一同的长进。
So I hope that in our time when we walk this path, we can encourage each other and practice together.
这话是可信的。
It is a trustworthy statement.
是十分可佩服的。
Deserving full acceptance.
我们再来唱诗歌290首。
Let's sing song 290 again.
我要更像主。
To be more like the Master.
我天天追求。
That I would follow him every day.
更像他谦卑。
More of his meekness.
更像他温柔。
More humility.
请诗情为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。
我要更像主，我往面前追求。
这次是我们的祷告。我们愿意更多的像主。
Are you willing to be more like the Master?
我们愿意只属于他的自己。
We want to be just belong to Him.
我们求主保守我们。
So we ask the Lord to keep us.
让我们活着是为他而活。
So that when we live, we live for Him.
啊，我们里面有一个渴望，我们能够享受他是我们的丰富。
In us, we have this passion that we want Him to be our fullness.
好吧，我们站起来，从第一节唱到第三节。
So how about we stand up and sing this?
唱完之后，我们有一些回应的祷告。
And after this, we have prayers.
把我们的心愿祷告在主的面前。
We prayed from the deepest of our heart.
我们一起来。
Together.